You see, our professor in homiletics always encouraged us to use illustrations. And he said, you know, use illustrations so that people will be able to remember your theme, your points in your homily. But be sure your illustration really is, you know, connected to your homily. So I hope it is connected. But anyway, I'll give you a simple lesson in physics. If I rotate this ball of nylon with a short cord, the radius is smaller, you know that there is so much centripetal force. Okay? But when I extend it, the longer I extend the cord, the smaller the centripetal or centrifugal force. Okay? You see, the formula for centripetal or centrifugal force is F, which is the force, is equal to mass times velocity raised to the second power over R. R being the radius, mass being the weight of this ball, and V is the velocity of the turn. So by that simple formula, you will know that the longer the radius, because it is divided by the radius, the smaller your force. Or the bigger your force. And the smaller your radius, the greater the force. Okay, I'll repeat that. I think I mix it, okay? The smaller the radius, the bigger the force. The longer the radius, the smaller the force, the centrifugal force. Why did I use this illustration? Very simple. Because in our gospel today, Jesus said, remain in me and I will remain in you. And if you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. The closer we are to God, the greater force that He has on us. The farther we are from God, the lesser power and force that He has on us. And that is why we don't bear fruit. But the closer we are with God, we remain with God, the better the chances that we will bear fruit. In our gospel today, in John chapter 15, verse 1 to 8, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower or the vine dresser. He removes those branches that does not bear fruit. But those that bear fruit, He prunes so that it will bear much fruit. You see, when we remain in God, especially in His love, we bear much fruit. When we remain in God, especially when we are pruned, it entails pain. It entails trials sometimes. It entails suffering sometimes. But the consolation is this. Jesus is saying to us, especially us who are experiencing pruning in our life, bear with it. Because our trials, our sufferings, our hurts are not meaningless. It will bear much fruit. They always say that gold is tested by fire. You will know a gold when it's exposed to fire. Look at the life of the saints. I can give you two. Saint Padre Pio and Saint Mother Teresa, both of them were exposed to so many trials and persecution, but they remained in the love of God. The prayer of Padre Pio was very simple. Stay with me, Lord. That was his constant prayer. Stay with me, Lord. And because of that prayer, it allowed him to go deep into his faith and remain in God in spite of so many trials. Trials within his community. Those who were doubting that his stigmata were real, authentic. Those who were doubting that he really is into a intimate relationship with God. And he was exposed to so many sufferings. But because he remained in Christ, how many souls, how many fruits, the souls of faithful came to St. Padre Pio and received the counsel, the wisdom of God through St. Padre Pio. All because Padre Pio remained in God. And he remained close to God. The string is that very short. So that the force is very strong of God attracting him and producing fruits through him. Same thing with Saint Mother Teresa, who was devoid of spiritual consolation towards his last years of her life. She did not feel any spiritual consolation. But she remained serving and feeling Christ through the poor. And because of that, look at the fruits of the works of the missionaries of charity. They're all over the world. They can be in places where religious would not even dare to go. And they're well appreciated. And not only that, they give the best example of Christ alive in our society, in those missionary areas. I have a neighbor, family neighbor, in the Philippines. One of their daughters became a missionary of charity and was assigned in Jordan. This girl, she finished law school, took the bar exam, and passed the bar exam, and entered the missionaries of charity. And a few years after, because that was the wishes of her parents, entered the missionaries of charity. Because that was really what was in her heart. And serving Jordan to the poorest of the poor in Jordan. Serving the poorest of the poor, she contracted tuberculosis. And after 1 year, she died. And you know, she was so effective in her ministry that what she did reached the ears of the king of Jordan. And you know what the king did? She flew in the whole family from the Philippines for the funeral of that sister. What a very good example of a witness of a life that bears fruit. Another point and last point in our gospel today. You see, John chapter 15, verse 5 says, "I am the vine and you are the branches." This is the last of the seven I am revelations of God proper to the Gospel of John. There are seven revelations, I am revelations of God in the Gospel of John. You'll find one in John chapter 6, verse 35. "I am the bread of life," Jesus said. Then in John chapter 8, verse 15, immediately after Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery, "Go and sin no more." Verse 15 of chapter 8, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He who walks with me will not walk in darkness, but will walk in the light of life." The second I am revelation. The third I am revelation you will find in John chapter 10, verse 7, where Jesus said, "I am the door to the sheep." those, my shepherd, passes through the door. But thieves pass through, you know, the fence of the door. I am the door to the sheep. Last Sunday's gospel in John chapter 10, verse 11 to 18, when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. And my sheep hears my voice. That is the fourth of the I am revelation of God. I'll explain later how powerful that I am is. The fifth, you will find in John 11, verse 25. Remember, when Lazarus died, Jesus delayed coming back to Jerusalem. And when he came back to Jerusalem to visit Bethany, specifically Bethany, to visit Martha and Mary, Martha said, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. But I know whatever you say, God will accept it. God will hear it. And Jesus said in John 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. And even if he dies, will live forever. The fifth of the I am revelation. And the last one is in John chapter 14, verse 6. Verse 6. Immediately after the Last Supper in chapter 13, Jesus said, I am going. Where I'm going, you cannot go. But don't worry, I will prepare a place for you so that where I am, you will be also. And I will be coming back to you. Thomas, you know Thomas, the famous Thomas, said, Lord, and Jesus said, where I'm going, you know the way. And Thomas said, Lord, where are you going? We do not know the way. And Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Why is that I am very important? Why is that important? Because if you look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, when Moses, in the Mount of Horeb, was there, God revealed himself to Moses. And God said to Moses, Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell them that he has to release my people. And Moses said, Lord, if I go to Pharaoh, and if I go to my people and tell them that you commissioned me, they will not believe me. In fact, I'm stammering in my speech. What name should I give them? And God, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, said, I am who am. And you know that that's the name of God. I am who am. Eye aser iye, in Hebrew. I am who am. Ego irin, in Greek. I am. The name of God in the Old Testament is I am, Yahweh. So that every time Jesus, in the Gospel of John, in the Gospel, uses I am seven times, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door to the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the branches. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Jesus is revealing himself to be God. And this is the God inviting us in our gospel to remain, that we have read, to remain in him so that he will remain in us. The closer we are to God, the greater force that God will have hold on us. I will go back to my illustration. if you're the one turning this, there is much force in my hands to hold the string because it's shorter. There's so much force right now. But if I extend it, there's lesser force. I don't have so much force here to hold it on its place. Just to tell you, that is the same in our relationship with God. The closer we are with God, the stronger He will have hold on us. The better He will communicate to us, and the better we will decode the messages of God in our life. God speaks to us every day. But because sometimes we close our ears, we don't listen, or we stay away from God and the things of God, the works of God, and that is why we don't hear it. And we don't hear, we don't feel the force, the power of God in our life. In our life. In our gospel today, Jesus is telling us, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, I will remain in them, and they will bear much fruit.